Hello, this is Chris from Detailers Cast. Today I'm joined by Alan Moss from the Sporting Bears. Hello, Alan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good.
Good.
Thanks for joining us.
And you're very welcome.
Making the journey down to come and see us. So we invited you in, Alan, because we work with the Sporting Bears Motor Club, which is a great organisation, but we wanted to get some more information out to a wider audience in terms of what you guys do. So let's have a chat about that then,
I okay.
guess. So do you want to give us a bit of a background in regards to Sporting Bears?
Well, the values and the history we want to talk about and how we came about. In the late 80s, the guy who founded the club with his wife, a chap called Chris Glasby and his wife Pat, they were ardent enthusiasts with a TR3A. And anyone who's seen our logo might recognise where it came from.
Right, yep.
And he's still got that TR3A, believe it or not, all these years on. So in 1989, around late 80s, he was trying to get a tour going to raise money to help children.
Yep.
The problem he was hitting is that all the tour organisers wanted to make a profit out of it, which was not quite what he wanted to do.
Yes.
In the end, he decided to form a club, and it was called the Sporting Bears. And Sporting, because we're cars, classic sports cars, all sorts of things, and Bears, because we'd associate it with kids.
Right.
And that's how the name came about. So that was, we were founded in 1989, and smallish groups of people, and they did a few events, a few static events, and collected, you know, bucket collections and so on. Then a couple of the members, particularly a guy called Mick Bryan, sadly no longer with us, came up with the idea of dream rides. And dream rides has become our main theme. In fact, so much so that we've protected the name. Dream rides concept is very simple. People make a donation, 100% of that will go to the charity or charities we're supporting at an event. And for that, we will take them on a 10-mile, 20-minute ride as a passenger in one of our members' cars. They can choose which car. The donation, there's a minimum suggested donation. Some events we have a flat donation for all the cars, some it's varied, like if we do an NEC. Anyway, so that we got that going. And then in 92, we had our first appearance at the NEC.
Fantastic.
That's a long time ago. It'll be 30 years next year. So at the NEC, the first event, well, they were a bit nervous, and they put us outside, and we were a 20-minute walk from the hall, and we managed to raise a little bit, £1,000 or something. It contrasts to what we raise now. And but the concept was in, and we've different events, and the names have changed, but today we are regulars at the NEC twice a year. With the NEC Classic Motor Show in November and the Restoration Show in March. Well, we were regulars until the end of 2019, but that's another story. So over the years, that's built up, and people have got to know us, and we get invited to events. Now, the principle we have, though, we go to an event, we do need some concessions from the event organisers. Like, if we need fences, they need to provide them.
Yep.
If we need space, they need to provide it. We can't pay for anything because we give everything away.
Yeah.
And that's the basic principle. So it's grown and grown and grown. And even last year when we had no rides, we still managed to generate £58,000, which has been donated to various children charities. The last bit's going out at the moment.
Excellent.
And that's partly down to the fact the relationship we have with the organisers at the NEC, they ran a virtual event in November online, which you may have seen. And that virtual event raised a total of £47,000, mainly due to the generosity of a guy who paid £33,000 for a Mini. An ordinary Mini, a good Mini, good condition, but which was donated to the auction by Nick Whale of Silverstone Auctions. And that sort of support we generate, and Nick Whale supported the club before in various guises. We're also very fortunate in now that in the last couple of years we have a well-known patron in the form of Mike Brewer.
Yes, yep,
and Mike Brewer does promote us. He appears in, we have a characteristic orange hoodie we wear at the NEC in places, and he has got one and he proudly wears it. And he was with us a week last Sunday at this little gathering in the Midlands, partly because it was only about 4 miles from his house, but
which helps.
So that's the way it's built up. And as at the end of last year, we have donated over £2.5 million,
which is a fabulous amount of money, isn't it?
And it all goes to children's charities, and it's often smaller charities, although we're very big at servicing the needs of things like children's hospices. We're very conscious about the fact that they mostly exist on donations.
Yep.
They don't get big handouts from the government or the NHS or whatever. And so anything we can give them helps. And we were able to give, after the virtual show, We had two children's hospitals, Birmingham, which we've had a long relationship with, and Alderhay, and six children's hospices. We were able to give them nearly £6,000 each, which in the year they've had was quite a lot, really.
Yes, because with the impact of COVID last year, it's been absolutely horrendous for everybody, and particularly the charity.
Yeah, well, we have not been able to do a rides event since November 2019. We are hoping that the limits will come off shortly.
Fingers
and we
crossed.
Can put people in cars. But, you know, we will treat it seriously as we do with all the things we do. So that's a bit of the history. And we've grown now. We have eight regions from the Polars, who you might guess are frozen north. In fact, our Polars organiser lives nearer Peterhead than Aberdeen, so he's well up there.
Yes.
And in the south, we have an Isle of Wight region. So obviously the population varies across the country, so the scale of the events. But we have the Car Fest we've been doing since the beginning. It's the 10th anniversary this year. The NEC we've been going for years, and we are going to the new British Motor Show, which was supposed to start last year.
Yes.
But will be in August this year at Farnborough. And, you know, please go along and see. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, the new British Motor Show does look like it's going to be a great event.
Yeah, yes. And the organisers switching lots of things on. We're quite involved with it. They wanted us in from the beginning because they know what we do. And the fact that there are people who will actually come to events because we're there, which is very gratifying. On the other hand, there's still people who don't know who we are or what we do. They're not necessarily enthusiasts. But, I mean, one of the things you get is when you start off, I mean, the first Car Fest, we raised about 5,000 or something.
Yep.
The highest we ever raised in one event, one season, shall we say, is over 120,000.
Staggering.
For various reasons, we haven't quite hit that. But even with the Car Fest, those alone have generated over £620,000 in donations. Originally, always to Children in Need, but since then, as you probably know, they do Teenage Cancer Trust, Ellen MacArthur, and a few others. So it's all children's charities. And we are selective. We check charities out. We have a look at the accounts. There's some we don't do. We don't like the big ones because there's too many overheads.
Yep.
And we've got some charities that are run by two people out of a front room. And we know that if we give them, you know, even a few £100, they are eternally grateful.
And it's going to make a big difference to directly what they're looking to achieve.
Yes, that's right. So that's how it's built up, and that's the basic history of the club. We're still growing. We have over 960 members. They don't pay a lot, and we'll come back to that maybe, but come back to how you get join the club. But we have a low subscription because the members pay for everything themselves. They pay for their fuel. I've known people fill up four times at the NEC and at 80, 90 quid a time. And in hotels and all sorts. But we do it because we're dedicated. But there's one other thing on Dream Rides I'd like to mention very briefly.
That
is the closed event. We've talked about raising money, but we also like to raise smiles. And with the closed events, what we will do is invite the charities to bring the families along. If you've got a family that's got, say, a child with a condition, or it might be one of the parents is suffering, the family moves through all sorts of strange experiences. But one thing they all do is miss out.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, if you've got a child with a life-limiting condition and they've got a sibling or two, and they are always sort of sitting on the side because the attention is required. So it's a simple concept. We used to use Rockingham a lot, but that's now a big car park or car storage area. But we've done it at Donington. We were allowed, first one was actually just before the lockdown. But and again, we're grateful to MSV for giving us space for nothing.
Yeah.
And Aintree, what's left of Aintree, is a regular for us, and we'll be doing that in September. And the families come along, and it's not just for the kids concerned, it's for everybody. And the members like it because it's a direct connection with the people we're trying to help.
I get that, and I understand your point in regards to other siblings and parents as well.
Yeah.
Some very good friends of ours, in fact, our godson, Lorraine and I have a godson, Luca, who's a lovely little lad. He is just about to turn 6 months. He's been born with a congenital heart disease.
Oh, poor chap.
Yeah, but to look at him, he's just this little bundle of joy. But the strain and pressure that's put on his mum and dad in particular.
Yeah.
obviously he knows no different at this age. It's been quite tremendous. So it's that direct impact on families is something that we've seen.
And we're very conscious of, and we will do other things. I mean, when we did the Donington closed event, one of our local charities was just down the road from where I live, but one of the local charities we support, they do holidays and various things for, they've got one of these lodges, which they own, and they give people holidays away, because the last thing on people's mind is being able to organise a holiday, and
yes,
and they create memories and so on. And they brought a little lad along who had meningitis when he was very young. So we're faced with this, I think it was nearly five or just about. His arms stopped at his elbows and his legs stopped at his knees, amputated. And you put him in a car and the smile on his face, it's priceless.
It is, yeah.
And if I may, a true story about one member who hadn't done one of our closed events before and said to me, have you got any advice? I said, and I just said, bring your dark glasses. He said, is it going to be bright? I haven't got a clue, but at some point in the day, you will know what I mean. And he did come to me and say, I know what you mean, because it gets a bit tearful at times.
Yeah, I can understand.
Because you see what the families go through. You from your experience, will know that. And it is a big drain. If you get people out, grin, and, you know, maybe people don't like cars in certain government quarters and things, but one thing, if you get a kid in something, going around a track for a bit, and lots of noise and things, you get big smiles. And you create memories.
Oh, absolutely. Some of, I mean, back in the day, from different roles that I've held in the past, when out on track days and experiencing, I'm into cars anyway, but to a certain degree, I've been fortunate enough to see some of my kids go out in lovely cars as well.
Yeah.
And they always remember it.
But we're not anti-electric. Not. Let me stress, we're not anti-electric.
No, absolutely.
One of our members is a great Porsche fan. Mm-hmm. He's got a 911, I can't remember which one it is now, 3S or something. Anyway, one of the really high things, but his daily car is a Taycan.
Yep, which is a phenomenal
and
car.
And our patron's just bought a Taycan.
Yep.
But he turned up the other week, not in his Taycan, but in the 911 that he's had brought back from California that's been souped up and does make a noise. But, I mean, we offer a range of vehicles, and that's part of the thing as well. We take classic and sports cars, and when we go to the NEC, we need a blend of classics and sports cars. We get quite a few Mustangs, but they're not all the same.
Yep.
So we'll have something like a 67 fastback Mustang. At the other extreme, we'll have a modern Mustang modified with big superchargers and all sorts, and 800 brake horsepower.
Yeah.
I guess you've got to contrast that with a 1930s Austin 7.
These dream rides, you've got to cater for not everybody. For example, likes Mustangs or likes Ferraris or whatever it may be. So everybody, to a certain degree, every young lad and maybe some young girls as well, probably had a car poster on the wall at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
The
Countach in the day and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, crikey, yeah.
Yeah. Mind you, the modern Lamborghini is a bit better built than a Countach, in my opinion, but that's the Audi influence, I suppose. You know, the electrics actually work and stuff. But joking aside, people have different desires. I mean, at the classic shows we can actually get people come along and say, have you got a so-and-so? Because I'm thinking of buying one. Can have a ride in it. And I know we have a member who's got a... It's called an Else Europa. It's a Lotus Europa, the original type.
Okay.
Before the twin cam with the Renault engine, and this was modified, and it's a star at the NEC because it doesn't have to wait for the barriers to open. It drives under them.
Slips underneath.
Yeah. And the member spent quite some time with a guy who'd bought one that was in need of dire rebuilding, and getting tips. And you know, it's all part of. But we also get people who keep coming back. We get people who save money, you know, who'd never aspire to some of these cars in terms of their background or their income. But they'll save money up and come along and donate. And I'll tell you briefly one story about a lad who kept coming. And he would have four or five rides at the NEC. And I was talking to him one day and he said, well, when I'm old enough, I'm going to get a Caterham kit. And then I can come and do dream rides. And he did. He got his Caterham.
Fantastic.
And he did Dreams Ride with us. And yesterday he announced that he's bought a 3000 GT Toyota.
All right. Okay.
Nice. As well. Still got the Caterham. So you can actually sow the seeds of things. And he, having donated quite a lot to Go On Rides, is now effectively helping us collect donations. And I think that's a lovely story.
Yeah, that's a fantastic full circle in terms of
absolutely
getting some interest.
So that's the background, and hope that helps make it a bit clearer what we do and why we do it.
Yeah, listeners, from our perspective, working with you guys and seeing what you've done, and obviously much closer to home recently with our godson, we've seen Sporting Bears at different events in over the years, and we were keen to try and help out early last year in terms of giving you access to some products to sell on and get some donations.
Yes, and they've been very popular, very well received.
But it's a fabulous sporting motor club, fabulous ethos and ethics around the club as well. And
thank you.
And that's why more to the point, as a family run business, why we wanted to get involved. So, in terms for the latter part of this year, you've still got some events penciled in. We know it's all a little bit up in the air to a certain degree, but
we started off earlier in the year asking all the different event organisers and contacts to say, start putting things together, try and put some plans together. One or two saying, well, it's not going to happen. Let's have the plans so that if we actually get a go, we're ready to go. Because it's not a simple thing to put, especially a larger event together. There's quite a lot of planning involved and making sure the people are lined up and so on. I mean, we've got a lot of planning going on. So we originally had events, hopefully from beginning of May, didn't happen. Donington and the restoration show had been moved back to June.
Yeah,
had to be pulled. And of course, for the large organisers, they can't go close to the event to pull it because of all the costs involved. And of course, festivals and various things aren't getting any support from the government this year in terms of cancellation fees, and insurers won't touch it. So we have to live with that challenge. Anyway, what we're hoping is if we get some sort of go in late June, and I know there's a lot of concerns at the moment, but we have got a whole string of events planned from the middle of July through to the beginning of September. And some weekends we've got 3 or 4 events going.
Yeah, I'm just having a quick look through the diary.
Well, the first big one will be Carfest North. And it's the 10th anniversary of Carfest. We have a great relationship with Carfest and Children in Need and with Chris Evans and Brand Events who run it. And ever since we got involved with the first one, we've been regulars. So we do two things. One, we turn up with cars. We have an enormous yellow X-Race Transporter, which one of our members bought, which is all painted up, becomes our base.
Yep.
And people can turn up, book a ride on the day, make their donation, and they'll get their ride. We also do a thing called track rides, which we've just started advertising, or Carfest just started advertising. In that case, you actually pay a bit more, but what you will do is get a ride down the track and the 10-mile ride.
Oh, very nice.
And the advantage of getting the ride down the track for some of the people is just, you know, the thrill of it. And waving to thousands of people who are waving back at you. but they are very generous. And we also do rides at Carfest for what they call their VIP customers, who pay a lot more for a ticket, but they get various benefits, one of which is ride with us. So that hopefully kicks off, is it the 24th of July, something like that?
Yeah, it's the 23rd to the 25th.
Yeah, and at Baldwin's Castle in Cheshire, which is where it's been for a few years now. I mean, the commitment we have, I mean, we get a lot of people will camp there and some will stay in hotels. I've given up camping now, partly as an age thing, but partly I got soaked at the last North when we got flooded out.
I've never been a fan of camping.
No.
I've done the Silverstone Classic for the last couple of years, but we've always managed to find a hotel.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm doing the Silverstone Classic as a driver, but I've got a hotel over northwest of Northampton, because you go anywhere close. I mean, the thing is the way they jack the prices up. It's like if you go to Goodwood Festival of Speed, 300-400% on some of them. It's a bit, so I don't mind if I've got to be 15 miles away and drive in each day.
It's, well, Silverstone Classic from here is not too far, but we tended to stay previously. But I understand where you're coming from, and I think this again kind of goes back to what you mentioned earlier on, which is if you're going to attend an event, the event organisers have got to contribute.
Yeah.
And I think it's a massive shame when these Goodwood or Silverstone Classic are on, that the prices don't go through the roof in terms of.
But that's not just for us, that's for everybody.
That's for everybody, isn't it?
It's like some of the holiday firms are jacking their prices up this summer because people can't go abroad, and it's a shame really, but there you go. That's not quite related to what we do, but we just get the back end of it sometimes.
But then it's an effect on your members as well, isn't it? And I guess you guys enter the Sporting Best Motor Club with your eyes open. You say, okay, it might cost me a couple of hundred quid in terms of running the fuel for the car for the day, and I might have a couple of hundred quid in terms of, you know, 3 or 4 days at an event. But actually, when you work out what the cost is in terms of seeing the benefits that come off of it, it's not, it pales into insignificance.
Absolutely. And so the weekend after the Carfest North is Silverstone Classic.
Yep.
And for years we've been going to the Silverstone Classic, but just as a car club, and getting discounted tickets and all the things that they do with car clubs. But 2019, they'd actually said, let's run some dream rides. So we did. And our Shire Bears, as we call them, organisers, were very pleased to receive the best off-track attraction trophy at the end of the event. So,
very nice.
We had an impact. So we're going back this year. I mean, members who want to go static can still do that and get a discounted ticket and so on. But we have a number of cars in, and we do rides and we raise money in the normal way we do with dream rides.
Yep, good.
And for me, that's one I go as a driver.
Yeah.
Because I like to drive occasionally.
Well, why not?
Yeah. And then...
Choice of car normally?
Hmm?
Which
well, I've got a Lotus Exhale Celebration, 1991, 30 years old this year, which is one of my main ones. I also have a Mini Cooper. I stress a Mini Cooper, not a Binny Cooper. It's actually a 99. It's one of the last ones.
Right.
Which is very original. First owner took it to John Cooper Garages after 6 months and got it upgraded to the 90 brake horsepower pack.
Yes.
And then took it to his holiday home and left it there for 14 years in the Algarve so it didn't rot. So all the bodywork's original.
Oh, lovely.
And it's going back to my youth. I passed my test in a Mini.
My very first car was a Mini.
The Mark 1 Mini with the starter button on the floor and the wand to try and find the gear and that. But, you know, we've moved on a bit from there. And now this thing with 90 brake horsepower and big wheels and stuff, it's and disc brakes. It's quite a move from where I started, but I went back to it. It was just something I had to do to get a Mini again.
Yeah, I don't blame you. But my first car was a Mini as well. And they are go-karts.
In the current roads with the state of them, then they're not the most comfortable things to ride in. Do bounce a bit. You try, but they're small enough to sometimes steer between the potholes. And you forget how small they are, really. I was actually next to one of these Mini Binny Countrymans the other day, and I thought, oh, it's nearly as big as some of the SUVs. It's enormous.
They are big cars now,
Yeah, enormous. The only one that has any sort of closeness to the original is the three-door.
Yes.
Which, you know, is still bigger, and we understand why it's bigger, because of safety and all sorts of stuff. And but at least it's sort of got the cheeky character, but now it's a brand sitting on all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. I understand.
I call them Ford Transits occasionally, but that's showing my age.
So in terms of...
So we've got smaller and bigger events going on, and then we've got the British Motor Show coming, we've got Carfest Retro before that, I think. And then after that we've got Carfest South. And hopefully we're back at the NEC in November, and that's long enough out that we're fairly confident about that, and the plans are going together for that at the moment.
Yeah, and that's always a cracking...
I mean, talking with our patron Mike the other day, and they always give us a slot each day on the stage. We drive three cars on, and Mike and whoever's with him talks about them and talks to the drivers. He's trying to get us a couple of slots if he can. Awesome. And we are, the stage is very close to where we are in Hall 5 normally. So yep. It says, go over there.
Go over there and
you
make a donation.
You can't see me pointing on the broadcast, but you know, go over there. Find the guys with the orange hoodies on. He did call us Umpa Lumpers once, but that's not...
Well, there's an eternal of endearment,
yeah,
I
yeah.
guess.
But, you know, he's always supported as well. And so after our last patron died, he was a natural choice to invite to join. And we're very pleased that he did.
Yeah,
because he gives us a global view as well, because if he features on one of his broadcasts that he does, he's got people dialing in from all over the world.
Yeah,
because
We
the Dealers
well.
Is shown around the world. And he's a big character, and he's a big car nut.
Oh, massive car.
He's not just doing it for the money. I mean, his car collection is something else. And the other Sunday, he was comparing notes with our guy with the 1913 Model T to his Model T. He's got Model T as well.
Right.
But it's 1920s and it's a coupe, which is not the same, really.
Not the same.
Anyway, so hopefully we'll go with that. We've got a number of other events. We've got a closed event at Aintree in September. One event we've done regularly until recently was at Meadowhall Shopping Centre, along with the Supercar Driver Club. And hopefully that's going again in same day as Aintree, actually, at the first weekend of September.
Yep.
And that's a big event. It's dedicated to the Bluebell Wood Children's Hospice, that one. And they have lots of supercars. I mean, some of the cars that they've got in their club, you know, I mean, we're talking about Bugattis and all sorts of stuff. And then a static display, and then we go hurtling around, even when it's raining, giving people rides.
Absolutely.
Rides in an atom when it's pouring with rain are interesting.
Yeah.
If you bear with me, I'll tell you one story. It was pouring with rain.
Please do.
A lot of the supercar drivers had gone when it started really pouring with rain. And this lad wanted to go in the atom, and the atom seats of them, when it rains a lot, the water collects in the seats. There's no drain holes unless you drill them. So this lad goes out in the atom and it's pouring with rain. He comes back and he gets out the car and he's about 13 or something. He'd got shorts on because it was a nice day apart from the rain. And he gets out and he squelches towards his mum and she's going, "Are you all right?" He said, "That was brilliant." And he's soaked to the skin.
But thoroughly enjoyed himself.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's a memory he won't forget, because he's been in a car that a lot of people never go in. An Atom's quite a special car.
They're something else completely, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. And, God, they're quick.
I should imagine, you know, having seen a couple, being that close to the ground and that exposed effectively,
yeah,
it's going to feel quick at any speed. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like minis we were talking about earlier. Minis always feel faster than they really are because you're so small and so close to the ground. Anyway, so then we've got a couple of other things we're building up to. We're hoping to do them... That's actually July. The Modified Nationals, which is the people who do all sorts of amazing hot rods and low riders, they call them, and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
They moved it to Stoneleigh one year, and we did that. They've gone back to Peterborough, and didn't happen last year for obvious reasons, but hopefully we're doing that. And so we've got quite a few things building up, and I think we're doing a static at the London Classic Show and at the Stoner Festival.
Yes.
We can't do dream rides at some of these things. Well, not initially. Sometimes we get in, they say, okay, well, come along and see. What would a dream ride involve? And what we have to do, obviously, we have to plan that very carefully. We try and make sure that people locally know, that we have a word with the police, know we're doing it.
Yep.
And actually, the support we get, especially when people understand what we're doing, is brilliant.
And it should be supported and It's nice to see that the calendar's filling back up.
Well, we're just fingers crossed at the moment, because obviously we're in the hands of the government and the virus.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And so hopefully there's quite a few there. But also, of course, we've got a couple of dates with yourselves.
Yeah, so we've laid on, we've got a number of your members coming here. I mean, this event's... sold out again. All the proceeds are going to your charities.
It's brilliant. Thank you.
So we've got an event here, which is more of a training day.
Yeah.
So we're going to show some of your members how to detail cars properly, how to make sure they look.
I think that's very valuable, and you know, I'm sure the members will get an awful lot out of it, and it could become a popular thing now.
Well, based on its initial one, we Michael certainly already asked us for some more dates, which we've been more than happy to do. And then in August, we've just announced with Michael another event where our UK manufacturers for all of our products are based. Based in Manchester, so we're going to take a few of your members up there. Not so much of a training day, a bit more of a. It's one of those things not many people get to do. So we're going to take them on a tour of the manufacturing facility. There are going to be some training elements to it in terms of this is how to use the right products, etc. Yeah.
Well, I think that's good. And, you know, we can all trot along anywhere and buy some stuff, and there's lots of different things competing. But if you know a bit about what the product is and what's good about it and how to use it, then you get more out of it. And obviously our members are very keen to protect their cars. I mean, they will pull up an event and out comes the instant detailer to top it up and get rid of anything you've picked up on route, like flies and things. And we want to present them well. Not just the ride, it's say, look at that.
Well, this is part and parcel of being a, you know, if you own a nice car and and you want to show it off to a certain degree, why not?
The engine's I think that's good. And I think we like, as you know, we like the fact that this is a British product. We need to support British manufacturing as a country in the current situation. Oh, we need to do that. We can't rely on containers sitting in the Suez Canal for months and stuff like that. No, a lot of manufacturing started in this country and we've let it slip a bit. And I'd like, you know, personally, I think anything we can do to encourage British manufacturers and suppliers has got to be a good thing.
Yeah, completely.
That's
agree.
A personal view, but we've taken that view with the club as well. So we're very keen on the fact that Zirconite is a British product.
Yeah, 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 and we appreciate that, and thank you for your support in that regard. And that's what, again, why we wanted to help out. It's so in terms of if I've got a nice car or several, maybe how do I come to Sporting Bears and join?
Well, when we're at a show, it's amazing how many people have joined because they've been to the NEC and said, how do I join? We used to have bits of paper to fill out. We've moved on a little bit from that now. We have a website. Well, actually, we have two websites, but the first website for information is at www.sportingbears.co.uk. On that website, there are links to galleries. There's an overview of our events calendar and various information. The galleries show you some of the things we've done, and it might be a lot of still pictures for an event, or it might be some videos. I mean, we do have videos. Something I'll maybe come back to is the London run, which is quite...
You've got some lovely content on there, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And they can find out about it. There are contact names and information. So you can always phone up or send an email and we'll answer it. But there's a link on it that goes to our other website, which has been introduced in the last year and a bit. This is a thing we call My Clubhouse, and this is our membership and event system. And you can go there and register to join the club.
Okay, as easy as that.
We have a very simple subscription system. If you want to join as an individual member, it's £20 for the year. It's kept low deliberately because of all the things we talked about earlier.
Yep.
You can't expect people to pay, I mentioned the Supercar Driver Club, I mean, that's way above that. But then they organise all sorts of things that we don't do. But £20, but you can, the highest membership is £35, which is you and I think it's six family members.
Which is still exceptional value for money.
Yeah.
Exceptional value
for money.
But
then you turn up and say, you got to pay to get there and you've got to do this.
Yeah, but...
But we have members who don't have cars as well. You don't have to have a car. You might just want to come and help.
Yeah.
And... we do have members of that, and obviously sometimes it's other halves and whatever. And it's not cars are always associated with being a bloke thing, but we have lady members, we have people with amazing car collections, we have people with one car. I got asked the other day, would there be room for my I can't remember what it was now. Oh, it's one of those little Nissans. Figaros.
The Figaro, yeah.
I said, well, we've already got one in the club. Yeah, join up, bring it along. There's always people like to see them, and actually the Figaro Club is a regular car fest and a static display.
Yes, they are, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, it's amazing. When we did the Hot Rod show at Stoneleigh, and John, our member, who's got the Austin 7, took it along, and people said, I'll never go out. you seen the cars down there? Three times it went out. Because it's totally different to the things with the chrome and the
thing. Yeah.
And I think what those sort of events tell you is that there's something for everyone.
Exactly, yeah.
And we try to provide it. I mean, one of our cars that we do regularly at Carfest is called The Thing by the family. And you may see it. If you go on the Carfest,
I've seen it, actually.
If you go on the Carfest Retro website, you can see it. It's a Model T. Well, a bit of it is. It is actually still got the Model T plate. It runs with no mudguards because it's a Model T, 1920-something. Unfortunately, it's a big chrome thing at the front, which is an 8-litre V8 with a blowers on it and stuff.
That'll burble along quite
and
nicely.
And the chap who bought it is a lovely man. He's got several cars, and he had this yen since before he could drive about American hot rods. And this, I think it was Las Vegas he bought it.
Oh, wow.
And it got shipped through the Panama Canal. It was halfway across the Atlantic. He told his wife and his two teenage daughters, I bought this car. What is it? Described it. One of the daughters apparently said, you're not taking me to school in that thing. And it's become the thing ever since. But it's amazing. It does about 4 miles to the gallon or something.
I can imagine, yeah.
So there's that extreme. And then you know, we've got a member who's got a Lola T70. Not a replica. It's a Lola T70. You know, it's one of the sports racers. And that's an experience as well.
On
the other hand, you know, we've got a couple of Aston Martin DBS Superleggers, one a coupe, one a convertible. So we can offer a range of cars, modified MG Midgets, all sorts of stuff, Triumphs, you know, there's a range of cars, and that's what we try to do. And so you can go on there, find out information. There's an email at info@sportingbears.co.uk, which will come through to me, and then I can distribute to whatever. I think if people want to have a chat about it, then we can provide them contact information.
Yeah, everybody I've ever spoken to at the club has always been exceptionally helpful.
Yeah, we give time and things. And there's room for everybody. I mean, even if you haven't got a car, you can join the club and help out at events. And you can imagine, especially a large event, you've got however many cars running, but then you've got to load the cars. And, you know, we have to treat it very seriously in terms of marshalling and everything else. Safety is paramount. We cannot afford to get that wrong because the media would rip us to pieces.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. And it's
great to respect media, but headline comes first, not the facts.
This is true.
Cases.
Yeah, there's
so,
a sensation.
Yeah, so they can come along and join the club. And sometimes, you know, we say to people, well, go to that event and see what's going on and come and talk to someone. And they will do that. But as I say, large events can be one where we attract people.
Excellent.
And they just see what's going on. And if you see, I think the garage we have at the NEC is about 63 by 33 metres. It's a big garage. And lots of cars in it. And they're all moving and so on. We're the only moving, well, we were the only moving thing at the NEC Classic Show. You can do someone called the Heroes. They do rally
cars. Okay, yeah.
And they let you drive some of their cars, but that's sort of outside. So we're moving in the hall, and normally you're not allowed to start engines in the hall.
No.
But we are.
Very nice.
We do have to be very careful about fumes and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, drivers who rev their engines because someone in the crowd's going, rev it, get a bit of a stiff telling off, but because that's what generates the fumes. But we're checked regularly, and the NEC people are super, and we get great support from these people. I stress that. I know I've said it before, but sorry to be repetitive, but
no, not at all.
We build up partnerships like we're doing with yourselves. We build up partnerships, and it's to the benefit of the club and ultimately to the benefit of the kids we support.
So a couple of last things, really, I guess, is perhaps I haven't got time. I haven't got a car. I've liked what I've heard. How can I donate to the club as well?
Well, if you go onto that sportingbears.co.uk website, there's a link to a Just Giving page we have, which allows people to make a donation. There's also a link to, we normally have another Just Giving page, which is a specific charity for the year. This year, it's the Children's Hospice Association of Scotland, because they've got this group, which like links them together. And there's links there onto Just Giving. Alternatively, we're on Facebook.
Yep.
Sporting Bears Motor Club. You search for Sporting Bears. We also have a private group on Facebook for the members so we can communicate. And our PR and social media lead, Michael, also maintains a Twitter feed and an Instagram feed. So we try and put the messages out. And that's interesting that people actually say, oh, that's interesting. How do I get involved? But you can donate direct through, without having to go on a ride or whatever, or go to an event through the Just Giving page. And we actually used that a bit when we did the virtual show.
Yes.
To collect some of the monies. I have to say as well, at the virtual show, the support we got from other car clubs was quite impressive. I mean, you know, we know that car clubs don't have loads of money. But some of them actually donated money to us and so on. And the The Federation of Historic Vehicles, the umbrella organisation.
Yes, yeah.
They donated to us, and we're just so grateful.
Well, that's great news. Well, there we go. I mean, you know, the Sporting Bears is a fabulous, fabulous organisation. Great motor club. More so to the point in terms of the activities that you do to generate, you know, income or charitable donations. You guys don't keep a penny, which I think is commendable. It's a very exciting club to be around, to see you guys operating some fabulous cars out there. So for anybody out there who hasn't donated or wants to get involved, do so. Please do get in touch with them.
Yes, get on to www.sportingbears.co.uk and you will find the various links you need.
Perfect. Alan, thank you ever so much for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity and best wishes.
Thank you.